to be honored for his service. I'm glad that the Trump people were so responsive and were able to get him that letter, and thank God for his service. And I hope you and your family are able to have a little bit more joy in mourning what was an incredible life that he had. Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, Clay. Thank you so much again. Me and our family appreciate it.
Try to do a little bit of good out there as we roll into the Memorial Day weekend. Look, this is an incredible honor to get to talk to you guys every day, because so many of you have served and fought for this nation. Whatever you're doing with your family, take a moment to thank everyone who has given their lives to allow us to have the freedom that we do every single day. People like Nicholas Leo, 99 years old, who stormed the beaches of Normandy to preserve freedom for the world. Thanks to Donald Trump for helping to honor him. Thanks to all of you for honoring us with your time every single day. We'll be back on Monday. Best of Tuesday Live. This has been Clay and Buck.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
MyPillow products improve our sleep for the better. They're just that comfortable, and they've applied that same level of comfort to their My Slippers. 2+ years in development, these aren't just any ordinary pair of slippers. These are made with a 3-tier cushioning system, 2 layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer all-day comfort.
These slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. They're made from high-quality leather suede. For a limited time, you'll save $90 on a pair of My Slippers, but this blowout sale of the year won't last.
Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use promo code CLAYANDBUCK to receive this limited-time offer.
The slippers come with a 1-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com, promo code CLAYANDBUCK. You can also call 800-792-3269. That's MyPillow.com, promo code CLAYANDBUCK.
When was the last time you watched your home movies? Do you have a VCR anymore? What about a film projector?
With technology constantly changing, most families don't have a way to enjoy their recorded memories, trapped on VHS, camcorder tapes, film reels, and photos.
That's why we created Legacy Box over a decade ago. Legacy Box is an affordable mailed-in kit to have your aging media digitized to DVD, thumb drive, or the cloud. Our trained technicians digitize everything by hand right here in the U.S.
Imagine being able to easily relive weddings, graduations, baby's first steps, and more. Get started future-proofing your memories today so you can gather the whole family together and begin the trip down memory lane. Plus, for a limited time, we're offering 40% off.
Order your Legacy Box today and send in when you're ready. Visit LegacyBox.com and use code CLAYANDBUCK and you'll get 40% off your order. That's LegacyBox.com, code CLAYANDBUCK for 40% off.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Sun City Heating and Cooling is a premier American Standard certified independent customer care dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company. So when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. SunCityHeatingAndCooling.com. That's Sun City Heating and Cooling.com.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The shooting massacre in Uvalde, Texas, spurring renewed calls, especially from Republicans, for more investment in school security. Robb Elementary School had a safety plan that included a property fence and a policy to keep classroom doors closed and locked. But police say the 18-year-old shooter was able to enter an unlocked back door before holding himself up in a classroom and opening fire. He was in that school for more than an hour. The Ukrainian Defense Ministry warning of existing threats of Russian missile strikes from Belarusian territory.
The ministry's Alexander Motsuzianik says the short-range ballistic missile system Iskander-M has been moved to areas in Belarus bordering Ukraine, adding that, according to Ukrainian intelligence, Russia's preparing up to 1,500 reservists who could be involved in fighting 3 weeks after completing their training. Motuzianik says Ukrainian forces are countering Russian attempts to push them out from northwestern and southeastern parts of Lyman in Donetsk. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Also at townhall.com, planning a summer vacation where you're going to have lots of company. Rita Foley reports.
Travelers want to get back in the air or in the car and head out to that tourist destination, say analysts. Airlines and hotels are expecting monster crowds this summer as pandemic travel restrictions ease. Many experts think the number of travelers will match or even exceed the number who traveled in the good old days, the pre-pandemic days. But if you're only now booking travel for the summer, get ready for sticker shock. Airfares are up, hotel rates are up, and gas prices are way up. $1.56 a gallon more than a year ago. I'm Rita Foley.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I am Ron DeSantis. I am Glenn Youngkin. I am Joey Gilbert, and I'm ready to take our freedom back in Nevada. How long have you been asking? When will someone do something to stop this madness? I'm a fighter, and when my nose was broken in the fifth round, I finished the fight. I stayed on my feet. I saw no other option. Nevada, elect me, Joey Gilbert, to be your champion. I'll lead the change, and with your help, we'll take back this great state. When I'm governor, I'll see to it that the lockdowns never happen again. I'll remove all mandates permanently. We'll change our schools from violent indoctrination centers to safe hubs that provide a solid education and future for our children. Out with restorative justice. Out with credit recovery. No more teaching about the birds and the bees. Let's learn about the ABCs. It's time to make a difference. Elect me, Joey Gilbert, for governor. I'm the only candidate for governor who was endorsed by the Nevada GOP and the people. Vote for me in the primary and contribute at gilbertforgovernor.com. May God bless Nevada.
Paid for by Gilbert for Governor.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Casinos statewide in Clark County and on the Las Vegas Strip had their best April gaming wins ever. The Nevada Gaming Control Board reports the gaming win last month topped $1.128 billion, marking the 14th straight month the state's gaming win exceeded $1 billion. April's win was 8.6% better than April of last year and nearly 21% more than April of 2019, which, of course, was pre-pandemic. The Strip's gaming win was almost 23% ahead of last year, but downtown Las Vegas's win was off by more than 11% from April of 2021. Despite high gas prices and increasing costs of just about everything, local officials say Las Vegas is on track for pre-pandemic Memorial Day weekend. AAA guesstimates more than 39 million people across the U.S. will travel for the long weekend, which is also considered the unofficial start of summer. About 35 million are expected to travel by car. Two recent surveys say nearly 60% of Americans intend to travel sometime this summer. And former Las Vegas Raiders head coach John Gruden's lawsuit against the NFL can move forward. We'll have more on that next hour.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Look out for a crash on the Southern Beltway right now. 215 eastbound, that's at the 15 interchange. The right lane is blocked there. Heavy volumes on Interstate 15, especially northbound. You're averaging about 50 miles per hour. And Las Vegas Boulevard southbound at the 515 is closed through Tuesday.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Oh, no, it's Pat Casale. It's a Memorial Day weekend. I get a chance to come in and let Kevin go out and have a good time. And I get to do a great show for 3 hours. We have a good show. We have a couple of guests. We'll be popping them off out here in a little while. We'll be talking about guns and background checks, et cetera, at the bottom of the hour. Next hour, I'll have a candidate running for Assembly District on as well. But, you know, there's a lot going on. I mean, look at the world we live in. Look what is going on in the United States of America. And when you look at our politicians in Washington, what are the good things you can say about Washington right now? Not much. I mean, the leadership, and McConnell is included. McConnell is looking more like a rhino every day, the way he gets along with the administration and things he's doing. I mean, it's kind of interesting to me that he is not standing up and doing what's right. He wants to, you know, bargain over the gun rules, et cetera. And it's interesting to me because when we look at where we're at, this weekend there's a lot of rallies. There's Gun Owners of America 2A Freedom Rally at the Pro Gun Shop in Las Vegas. That's tomorrow from 9 to 6. So we'll have the owner of the gentleman who runs that show. He'll be on here with me. We'll be talking. His name is Zach. Actually, Zach Guyman's his guy. It's not Zach Guyman. His name is Monty Brown. And this should be interesting because he's got a lot to talk about. We're going to do – this should be a very interesting and very intriguing interview. How many of you, when you were 18 years old, were driving something that's worth $50,000 to $70,000? How many of you were able to go with a credit card and buy the amount of – spend the kind of money he spent, supposedly about $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, whatever it might have been? How many of you, when you were 18, had that kind of credit line and you were still in high school? There's a lot of issues here that really drive home a point. What happened in Texas is an abomination. Children going to school, you bring your kids to school, your thought process is my kids are going to be safe. And I know everybody wants to talk about metal detectors and police, armed police at schools, one entrance. We've regressed as a nation. There's no such thing. When I hear the word progressive, I think of moronic. AOC and company, moronic. You're dumbing down a nation in ways that are unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Should we have certain background checks for purchasing arms? We do. When you go in, you just don't get a gun and walk out with it. You have to fill out forms to get the gun. You have to clear a day or two, whatever, right? They want to make sure. And the questions they ask you are pretty amazing. Because if you walk out of there and you can't get a gun, if your background check was clean, but if you answer any of those questions incorrectly, which I find impossible, but then again, this day and age, it is possible because we don't learn and we're not smart. But when I look at the big picture, where is the FBI in all this? The FBI failed. You know, social media went after Trump and anybody who's conservative. I mean, I was banned from Twitter. And when you look at that situation, and then you look at this clown in Buffalo who was all over social media, and there was like 539 pages of evidence. Where's social media's responsibility there? How come they didn't report this guy? And how does the FBI not make it shut this kid down? In fact, the FBI, retired FBI agents, investigated him slightly and walked away. And then when you look at what's going on right now with the trial, the Sussman trial, the FBI failed there. How free are we as a nation? The United States of America is not a free country right now. And many people are pushing communism in ways that we've never imagined. Or socialism. But socialism is one step closer to communism. They want government to do everything. And when you look at how government has failed us on numerous occasions with regard to, you know, baby formula, groceries, gas, everything. How is it possible we live in the United States of America and we don't see what's going on? And they're trying to get rid of religion. Organized religion is definitely, they're trying to attack it because they know. And this goes back, if you study history, China did not want people supporting organized religion. The emperor came first. Your religion came last. But when you think about where we're at as a nation right now, it is terrifying. Why are we so against religion, organized religion? You know, the debate over Roe versus Wade is an interesting argument because what are we really arguing? Anti-abortion? No, not at all. Anti-murder, maybe. So when you talk about words like whoever thought or imagined the word infanticide? I mean, Jim, infanticide. We're talking about abortions in the eighth month. A C-section, that baby's born. Alive. I say the doctor who commits that murder should be taken out and hung in the parking lot. I'm dead serious. So when you tell me giving birth after 8 months may be the harm to the woman or she has mental difficulties, fine. Deliver the baby and put the baby up for adoption. But to butcher a baby and kill it while it's alive? That's wrong. You know, I believe I'm pro-choice. I mean, I've said it before. You know, rape, incest, the health of the mother early stages. The baby's not going to make it. Baby's got no head or something. I mean, I get that. But 8 months, that baby's kicking, man. Babies can live after 6 months in the womb.
There have been preemie babies that have survived after, 7 months or so. And they
live. I have a client, her granddaughter is a year and a half, 2 years old, 14 pounds. That's it. She survived after five months and maybe a week and a half. You know what?
There it is.
Whatever. I mean, it's a miracle baby.
Right.
But this is not about abortion. It's about where we are as a society. We have our backbone is gone. We lost faith. Faith is the most important thing you could have. For those of you that don't believe in God, get into a manhole and let people shoot live ammunition over your head. Amory Jo Garza the other day, this is a 10-year-old. This is the story of the shooting that's mind-boggling. There's two. This is the first one. She had the wherewithal to call 911 before she got murdered herself. But you don't hear about that. One child, and I don't know all the details of this story, she took blood from a friend of hers and wiped it all over her face, her body, to make like she got hit. What goes through the mind of a child, 8, 9, or 10, to think like this? The one teacher, I put myself in front, that woman's ruined the rest of her life. That's like, that was a, it's an act of war, but we want to hear people talk about the AR-15, which, and it's not an assault rifle. Airlight is what that stands for. The real problem here is you have an 18-year-old buying two guns within 72 hours of each other. That's not a red flag. That amount of ammunition, it wasn't a red flag. Where's law enforcement? I'm not talking about what happened in Texas. I'm not talking about the people that went down there and maybe they didn't get there fast enough. I mean, I want to ask you a question. And I'm defending law here. I'm not sitting here saying they did anything right or wrong. I'm sitting here saying, who expects that there's a live shooting in a grammar school? Who thinks about this stuff? Now, Newt Gingrich said there's 8 steps we need to confront. And I got to tell you, I like this. He says, first, we have to acknowledge evil exists in our society. Amen. Allow prayers in school. Students should be allowed to pray freely in circumstances which don't disrupt the classroom. Why not? Recognize that the experiment in closing mental hospitals and putting severely ill people on the street has been a huge failure and has led to levels of drug addiction, violence, murder, and decay, which have been unthinkable a generation ago. And this is all fact. That's California's biggest problem. They closed down a lot of those mental institutes. 4, recognize that bringing God back into the public dialogue is essential. The Alcoholics Anonymous 12-step program is a prime example. Among those other things, participants must admit they are powerless, acknowledge that they need a greater power to manage their lives, confess their deepest failings to God, themselves, and others, and ask God to forgive and remove those failings from them. 5, we must recognize that Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. hope of a country in which the content of our character is more important than the color of our skin, and suggest the recentering education and much of life on character development as being vital. Simply asking what has happened to the character of the people who commit violence, sell drugs, and prey upon others starts a totally different conversation about solutions. Let me tell you right now, that to me is the strongest point. I remember when he got assassinated. I remember when Bobby Kennedy got assassinated. And I actually studied Malcolm X. If you go back to the 60s, I lived through the Newark riots. You had the riots in California, riots in Chicago, all over the place. And when he got killed, it was a sin. I never understood why you'd burn down your own neighborhoods. That's a whole other story. But here's what I will say. The world was a better place when Martin Luther King was alive than it is in 2022. And the battle he fought then is now more necessary today. And you know what's amazing to me? The perpetrators of racism are blacks and are politicians. They are the ones right now, reverse racism if you're black, because everybody wants to use that word as a punchline. But more importantly, you have white people running around telling black people what racism is. That to me is unbelievable. Martin Luther King wasn't looking for just the black community to thrive. He was looking at the whole United States, all of America, all of mankind to thrive. We got to get back to the basics, baby. We need to get back to some religion. I got news for you. I got grandchildren, and I don't want them going to public school. Hell no. They're going to be homeschooled. And you're going to see more and more homeschooling. When you look at what's going on in our schools and how they're being taught, the fact that Clark County will allow a high school graduate to sit in front of a classroom as a substitute teacher speaks volumes. Now, not necessarily because they're educated and they're geniuses, but they're doing because they can't get people in there. I mean, you look at look at the sports and the recreational sports where children, parents attack referees and umpires. A friend of mine got beat up the other day. He's quitting after 25 years. An acquaintance, I should say. We really weren't really friends. Woodward and I weren't friends. But Perry Woodward has a brain contusion, a bleed. He got beat by the man, his wife, and the kid. 15-year-old kid. Let me tell you right now. We got problems in this country that are so much greater than politics. And politics tries to capitalize on it. What Beto O'Rourke did the other day, by the way, he is an SOB. A bad one. He deserves to be just totally kicked out of politics. What he did the other day was shameful. And if you support him, go for it. My name is Pat Casale. This is Live and Local. When we come back, we'll take some phone calls. 702-866-6700. 866-6700. Stay tuned for more.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Hi, my name is Sigal Chadha, the conservative Republican for Nevada Attorney General. 2 years ago, I saw Governor Sisolak and AG Ford destroy our civil liberties and use my position as an attorney to fight for all Nevadans. I sued them and got places of worship reopened and sued to ensure that our seniors got priority with COVID vaccines and got the age limit reduced from 75 to 65 years old. I spent the fall litigating our children being masked at schools and took on Sisolak, Ford, and the school district to unmask our kids. I did all this while my opponent collaborated with Sisolak and Ford to keep her dispensaries open while our businesses stayed closed. My opponent has spent over a decade collaborating with Democrats, harming Nevadans, maxing out to Sisolak, Reed, and Cortez Masto. True Republicans don't compromise ideals for money. As Nevada's next attorney general, I will work for you, not special interests. I will work to ensure that the American dream never dies. I'm Sigal Chadha, candidate for Nevada attorney general, and I approve this message. Paid for by Sigal Chadha for Nevada attorney general. ChaddhaForNevada.com.
When I was growing up, I took hearing for granted. I mean, I heard everything. But as I've gotten older, I noticed considerable hearing loss, in fact, in both ears. I finally got tired of missing out on roughly half of conversations with friends and family, so I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's like night and day. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about here. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. It's incredible. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. And I've got a question for you. Do you have any idea where our taxes go? Better yet, how about what our money gets spent on? Well, I think it's time we put someone in office who will answer these questions and start being accountable to you. That is why I've decided to run for Nevada State Treasurer. My pledge to you is simple. Send me to Carson City, and I'll be accountable to you, and we'll maximize the Treasurer's office by making it the most transparent in the country. We should not have to beg for accountability in government. Transparency and accountability in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, your Republican nominee for Nevada State Treasurer. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call was paid for by Manny for Nevada.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome back to the second segment of the show. Before I go to the phones, the phone number is 866-6700. You know, I was just talking to Jim. I mean, I got emotional. I damn near broke down and cried again. This is unbelievable. When children, I can't fathom children being murdered.